Yellowstone National Park is home to the tallest geyser in the world, Steamboat. But scientists don't know why Steamboat geyser erupts when it does or why it spews so much water. In a new study, researchers at the University of California, Berkeley explore the answers to these questions. Wyoming Public Radio's science intern, Ashley Piccone, has more.
Seeing a Yellowstone geyser is on everyone's bucket list. The park has more geysers than anywhere else on the planet. While some of them erupt regularly enough to be called Old Faithful, others are not so consistent. UC Berkeley geoscience professor Michael Manga says Steamboat Geyser is chaotic.
What's special about Steamboat Geyser is it's the world's tallest geyser right now. And it's also famous for being episodically active. And so it will be quiet for decades, and all of a sudden it will erupt, and then may erupt many times, and then go quiet again.
UC Berkeley geoscience researcher Mara Reed says Steamboat has been in an active period since 2018. That isn't usually the case.
This is a geyser that can have intervals, eruption intervals, the time between eruption starts between 3 days and 50 years.
But she says when Steamboat does erupt, it's something you don't want to miss.
Steamboat is really unparalleled when it comes to geysers. Its major eruptions can shoot water 380 feet into the air. It's just this massive water column going up when it actually erupts.
Reed says Steamboat is also unique because there's a lot of data on it. People are around to monitor the eruptions, and scientists have equipment in place to measure them.
That's really neat because that's actually compiled by geyser enthusiasts. That was a crowdsourced effort. So it's really an example of citizen science in action.
Reed and Manga use this data to try to answer a simple question. Why did Steamboat start erupting more frequently in 2018? The most dramatic answer is the idea that the Yellowstone volcano may be about to erupt.
We have geysers in Yellowstone because Yellowstone's a volcano. And there's magma, molten rock underground that's heating up groundwater. And that's the water that erupts at geysers. And so you might think if fresh magma is injected underground, that it releases fluids that could then create new geysers or make Steamboat become active again.
The team measured the temperature of the water in Cistern Spring, which is connected to Steamboat. A warmer temperature might indicate that Yellowstone volcano is becoming more active.
Looking at the chemistry of that water and what's kind of dissolved in the water, we can tell roughly what the temperature of the geothermal reservoir supplying water to that spring is. And since 2000, we haven't really found any significant change in that data.
The fact that there's no change in temperature means that Yellowstone volcano is not likely to explode. To make sure of that, they also looked at neighboring dormant geysers. Manga says no other dormant geysers came to life at the same time as Steamboat. He says they also didn't find any unusual earthquake activity. But Reed says they did find one change. They used satellites to look at the infrared and measure how much heat the Yellowstone area was emitting into space. That's another measure of volcano activity. That value did increase over time, but only slightly. Manga says this isn't strong evidence for a Yellowstone volcano eruption in the near future, but they can't completely rule it out. But that doesn't explain why Steamboat's eruption schedule is so erratic. They found more frequent eruptions in the summer than the winter. Manga says that's because there's more water available in the summer. But he says more frequent eruptions do not mean smaller eruptions.
One thing we did not find is a relationship between how much water erupts and how long you have to wait between eruptions. And that was unexpected. We would have guessed that if you have a really big eruption, a lot of water erupts, then you have to wait longer for the next eruption. And we don't see that relationship.
Manga says Steamboat might be so irregular because its underground pathways are changing.
The water that's erupting at geysers is always dissolving and reprecipitating minerals underground, and that can change the plumbing system. And if you change the pathways through which water's moving, you're also changing the way the geyser can behave.
Reed and Manga say they still aren't really sure what set off the current period of activity, but their research has given them other ideas to explore in the future. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ashley Piccone.